My name is Zhaoying Summers. Don't worry about pronouncing Zhaoying. My iPhone auto-correct Zhaoying to annoying. People also ask me, why don't you have a Chinese last name? I had one before I got married. I was a hoe.
You are the Jewish princess.
Well, yeah, sort of. I don't know if I'm a princess, but Jewish I'm the princess. Jester.
I'm
like Cinderella's like not that cute stepsister.
I think you are the cute one. You are definitely the cute one.
Yeah, but you probably have a head injury or something. So
I probably when my father dropped me. When
exactly. See, now yeah, it all makes sense. That's how you can say like, yeah, no, I'm not Cinderella. I'm not the evil stepsister, but I'm like the funny stepsister.
Hi, guys. I'm Zhaoying Summers. Welcome back to Tiger MILF Podcast. The guest today, she is very special to me, not just because she's my friend. She's also basically my Jewish sister. Okay. We have the same birthday. We had the same car. And we just whenever she think of me, I text her. Whenever she think about me, I text her. I don't know. I mean, we text each other when we ever think. It's crazy. It's really crazy. And I think her parents also like me a lot.
They love you.
Yeah, she's very talented. She's been an amazing stylist. And she is an award-winning costume designer. And she's also a really talented actress and singer. Also a very funny comic. Are you ready for the brilliant, the marvelous Miss Jennifer Reid or Jen Reid?
Jen Reid. I don't even know where
I want the here. We have three cameras. One is your face.
Okay, sorry.
This one is the camera in the middle for both of us for the long shot. This one is my camera. So I'm looking at mine. It's okay. We're not gonna edit out because we want to show the world
what an idiot
exactly
I am?
Who you are. Yeah.
Wonderful. Thank you.
So okay. Another thing is that we want each other's hair. I want her hair. She want my hair. So,
oh my God. I would love to be able to just run my fingers. This is what happens. That's me running. Like it's
do you ever have like a cockroach?
Oh, this is a full ecosystem. Mm-hmm. Like I can't even, if you really dug through right now, you might find a bird. You might find a couple of twigs and like not in the cute like Coachella way, but in the like she might be homeless type of way. Yeah. No, this is an ecosystem. Basically. And you have that beautiful hair that you can like brush and it's so silky and gorgeous. I secretly hate you and you're so gorgeous. It's just like so not good
volume,
for my
self-esteem. Volume in your hair. You are so pretty. You have volume in your hair and mine is flat.
No, like you're gorgeous and I'm Jew-rotic.
I love that we have a very beautiful friendship.
We do.
The Jew and the Chinese.
My sister.
Sisters.
For life.
Yeah, sisters, like for the Chinese life. And Jew. What's so special about us being friends, we're sisters, like where we're so close?
It's so crazy, like how we met. And then I remember when you were saying, oh, your birthday. And I was like, wait, what? You mean like the exact day? And it's the exact day. And I was like, what? Okay. And then I remember we were looking at our bags and we had the exact same bag at the time. Color.
You had a maroon red.
But I'm like lazy and I never switch bags, but you're like classy and fun and stylish. So you do switch bags.
Not anymore.
I don't do that.
No, I have the kids. So I don't switch
right,
bags.
Right. No
unless
for
they
that.
Are in the different bags when I carry.
And then, and then we were like, oh my God, we have the same car. And I just remember even in the first 3 minutes of us talking, it was like, oh, this is like, I was meant to know this person. Like, I was meant to like do things. And plus, I don't even want to cry, but like, you're so supportive of me. You believe in me. Like, you are always the nicest and you just give me like confidence where I have none. And you're just so sweet about, you know, you don't quit on me.
Right? I never quit on you. Even though at that time I brought panda to your house, but I never told you that I'm bringing a little appetizer to your two vicious big, what are they? They are like a friend, like they are English boxer.
It's a boxer and a bulldog.
Two of them.
And they both weigh like 80 pounds.
Yeah.
But you didn't tell me
you
were basically, bringing an appetizer sized dog that weighs, I don't even think the dog weighs 4 pounds.
Yeah, like 4.
That's
with the fur.
That's an maybe 4 pounds, like max. And then I remember you had to put the dog like on the table outside, and my dogs were just running around thinking like, how are we going to eat this dog?
Yeah, it was brilliant. And remember, Panda was scared. He had under also your big dog got in my Tesla.
He just, anybody who knows, if they come to my house,
he flew in.
If you leave a door open in any way, shape, or form, and especially if you have like a muffin or maybe you have Starbucks, whatever it is, my dog's going directly into your car. And also my dog probably thinks you're hot and is like, I'm going home with her.
Yeah, they are,
or I'm going home with her
dogs.
To eat her
they're
dog.
Beautiful dogs. And, but Panda was standing his ground and he's like, argh.
Oh yeah, it's always the little dogs with the biggest attitude.
I'm like, what?
I'm like, no, I'm like, are you legitimate? Have you seen yourself in a mirror, Panda?
Because you're barking
at a dog that is like 100 times your weight.
I think if your dog farted, Panda would fly.
Yeah, it could actually like lift Panda into the ground
and
for sure.
He's just going to drop into your koi pond. Literally.
And they would probably eat him too.
I know. The fish are bigger than him too. Oh my.
Oh my God. The fish are like this. They're way bigger than.
I think that's your solution.
Your dog.
If there's no more food, you're going to eat
very,
some koi fish.
Yeah. Your dog is a very close relative to like a guinea pig.
I think so.
Or a hamster.
Yeah.
Yeah. But so cute.
I love that. We our friendship. How long we know each other?
I think it's like. It had to be before COVID. BC,
3 years.
As I say, BC is before COVID.
That's nice. I think so.
And then I have AD. That's after Donald.
Oh.
Trump, obviously. The most evil man on the planet. he is the definition of a narcissist by far. Anyway, so yeah, I'm going to say easily it had to be 5 years. What do you think?
I think three.
But it had to be before COVID because we were doing shows at Ice House and
2019, winter.
It could have been 2019.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's 4 years.
20, 21, 22, 20. Yeah, okay, 4 years.
4 years, that's long.
But it seems like forever, like since we were born.
Yes.
Except I missed the dumpster. I didn't get into the dumpster.
You're the Jewish princess.
Well, yeah, sort of. I don't know if I'm a princess, but I'm the jester.
I'm
like Cinderella's like not that cute stepsister.
I think you are the cute one. You're definitely the cute one.
Yeah, but you probably have a head injury or something. So
I probably when my father dropped me.
Exactly. See, now it all makes sense. That's how you can say like, yeah, no, I'm not Cinderella. I'm not the evil stepsister, but I'm like the funny stepsister.
You are definitely very funny. You make
me
laugh.
You make me laugh.
So do you know that I am sober now?
It's crazy you say that because just yesterday I was on Instagram, and I'm not like on Instagram, especially because I've been working on this movie for literally 6 months, 25 hours a day.
You are in this
nine
very
days
exciting
a week.
Movie. I can't disclose the name, but next year you guys are surprised. You have such a funny role.
I have a really funny role, and actually I had to be pregnant for this movie.
Oh my God. So I remember what we talked about, you and babies, that there's no way.
No. Oh my God. Like,
Why can't you have babies? Why don't you want babies?
Because they're forever. You can't like divorce them. You can't kill. Well, I mean, you could kill them, but then you'd go to prison. And I don't feel like that's. I mean, I could go to prison and I'd probably do a great job redesigning like the costume, the wardrobe or whatever. I guess it's not really a costume when you have to wear it, but.
Orange is the new black.
I mean, I could rock the costume department at a prison, but I don't think I'd really do well. But the thing with kids, like, I like kids. Like, they're fun. I want to, like, make popsicle, like, stick. I want to do arts and crafts with them. But I want to return them afterwards. You know, like, I like to be able to do what I want when I want. And I don't want to have to raise, like, a contributing member. That's so much pressure.
Yeah.
Like, having a kid is forever and then ever and then ever after that, if you can even think that far. Like, you could be 90 and be like, I'm 90, but I'm going to divorce you because I still want to whatever. Like, but, like, you are stuck with your kid. What if your kid's an idiot? What if it's, like, for 2 years, it's great and you love your kid and then the kid turns three and it's, like, yeah, this isn't working out. Like, you're not really contributing. You don't have a job. Like, you're not that bright. You know, it's just
that's
the
why
potential.
Child labor.
Also,
labor is good for them.
Child labor, fine, as long as it's not in fast fashion, because I don't support fast fashion. But I just feel like, in all seriousness, having a child is like opening up Pandora's box to the greatest love and the greatest pain that you could potentially have. And I feel like I'm such a sensitive person that I would either like love the child to death, like I would smother it and love it to death, or like it'll get brain cancer when it's seven, die, and then I'll be like the spokesperson for like childhood brain cancer. Like, it's just too much. I can't. it's out of control. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing. We're both Capricorns, and Capricorns mm-hmm. are like, we like some level of control. And that's the one thing. You could have 1,000 kids, and every like egg and sperm, like they're all going to be different. Like,
yeah.
I just want to pick the good one. Like, if I knew that I was going to pick the good one mm-hmm. that was like funny and smart and whatever, I don't even know what makes it good. All I
heard
is,
that if the woman came when she conceived, the kids would be smart.
Really?
The men came, they came, they had to come, but it doesn't matter. It depends on the woman. If the woman wanted and she came hard.
Wow.
Especially like, multiple times, more talents. I heard that, but I don't know. It could be wrong.
All I can tell you is like, as a costume designer, mm-hmm. like I have done a ton of back to school commercials, like for all the brands that you, I don't know if you're allowed to say brands or whatever on podcasts, yes. but yes. like, let's say like Target. I've done a lot of like back to school commercials for Target, and they're so fun. But like when you have 25 kids that are maybe like age 5 to 7, and they're all on, and they could be 3, like whatever, all these kids, your tubes tie themselves. Like your tubes are self-tying into an eagle knot, because trust me, there's no better birth control than children. Like you spend a day with 25 6-year-olds, your ovaries are shriveling up on their own.
So we should take all the high school horrors to
Correct.
Go to basically preschool
if,
to
exactly.
take care of the kids
right.
for like 4 hours. It should
Nine.
Be like,
exactly.
my legs are crossed.
Right. They're like triple crossed. My yeah. eyes are crossed. Everything that could yeah. be crossed is crossed. I would like stitch up my vagina.
Yeah.
That is like, that would be the absolute best thing. If they just took a group of high school kids and instead of having them do that thing where they're like, we're going to carry like a little egg from a chicken and like pretend it's our baby. Yeah, that's not the same. Chickens don't talk back. Little eggs don't talk back. Yeah. Children talk back. And
but you can't
have
you can't slap them in America. It's
right.
it's not even legal. You can't slap the kids right. when they are being annoying.
Right.
I can't believe why you guys have the laws.
If a kid
is talking back to the mom, I should be allowed to slap him because I take you to the world. I can pick
exactly,
you
exactly. That's what they say. I brought you in this. My mom says that to
yeah,
me now, and I'm an adult.
The world.
Like my mom will literally say to me, "I brought you into this world, and I will take you out."
Yeah,
and I'm like, "Okay, mom, got it. Message received." Like, I don't know why that is, but it's America's a really weird place. Remember, I told you like way back when. And oh my God, I'm like all nervous of like what I can say here, but
you can say whatever. It's
well,
just about
remember
you.
We were
you have
talking
to,
about
yeah,
have to. The rights of a woman to choose.
Yeah.
Which the fact that we even have to have that conversation is so ludicrous. Like a man can choose pretty much anything they want, but a woman, like you're going to tell me whether or not I'm going to like give my body like, you know, invasion of the body snatchers and like mm-hmm. I'm going to grow. I mean, you're literally growing a hairball with feet inside of your body and nails. You have a hairball with feet and nails inside of your body. But like we were talking about it, remember on the phone about, well, maybe you don't even really have to worry so much because you could just like have the kid, mm-hmm. send it to like, if you could just survive for 5 years as a mom, all you really have to do is just like send your kid to preschool and you got like an 8 out of 10 chance that it'll just get shot and killed at school. Because like we have way more protection for guns. Gun laws are so much more important mm-hmm. than like humans. Mm-hmm. Like the people that are pro-life or whatever, they're not pro-life. They're just they're pro-gun and they're pro like birth, but they're not going to rape. Like you think Mitch McConnell, how is he still alive? Like
he's so ugly.
First of all, I'm pretty sure he's not even alive and it's just formaldehyde and it's like a puppeteer type situation. Mm-hmm. It's mm-hmm. not even, he's not human. But like, are you going to raise my kid, Mitch? I don't think you're going to raise my kid or the other thousands of kids that like people don't want to raise. And I think it's actually a selfless act. It's really difficult to be a person, whether you're 19 or 39, and maybe you already have 3 kids and you just know financially you cannot have a 4th and you accidentally got pregnant, it should be your right to choose to say, I don't want to commit the next 4 million years to raising this child.
I think if a woman says that, I do not want that child, I don't think she should have that child because she's not going to take care of the child.
Right.
She will be resentful. It's better. Because, you know, like when the child is five, you don't want a child. You leave the child in the car, in a hot car, and lock it. It dies. You go to prison. Like, why can't you just let it go?
Avoid that.
When
the thing is the size of a sesame seed.
Yeah, being called a bad mother. It's like just you don't have to be a bad mother. Just let if somebody says she don't want a child, also she does not deserve that child because if you don't want it, you don't deserve it. Just get rid of it.
Yeah, and I don't think it's fair to say, well, you should just carry that child for, you know, 40 weeks of your life and then put it up for adoption.
Whoever wanted to,
it's your freaking choice. Yeah. Period.
I think whoever said you should keep that child for 40 weeks and you should adopt that children.
You should adopt.
Every time you say this, you adopt one child.
Right.
Every time you open your whole mouth with bad teeth and say that, right, you should adopt that child. Correct. And if you say it 100 times, you have 100 children. And they can't be Asians because the Asian kids can be child labor and do things. You should adopt this like bratty little American kids who think they have rights.
They do have rights, actually. A lot of rights. But yes, I'm with you.
Right? Just like, well, yeah. I feel like if you came out from a woman's uterus, leave the woman's uterus alone. It's not your business.
No, it's not your uterus.
That's where you're from?
It's called your uterus. Like you. It starts with you. The word uterus literally starts with you.
Yeah, I think
it doesn't start with the guy. Like,
yeah, if you come inside of a uterus, now it's the woman's.
It's in
right.
Me.
It's inside of me. I want to pee it out. I want to dig it out. It's my fucking problem.
Yeah, and all it's gonna do is cause people who don't have proper access to abortion. They're gonna find a way. Like if somebody wants to like murder you or rob you, they're gonna find a way to do it.
They're gonna drive
with or without. They're gonna figure it out.
If the worst case, they're gonna even have their Asian friend to drive them.
There you go.
To get the abortion.
Exactly.
They would do it. You are not going to. It's like a gun. You know, a gun control. Like you argue. You know, you can't take it from the bad people. You can't take it from somebody really want an abortion. They are gonna get an abortion. Just
right.
Like, don't do the stupid laws.
Want something? They will figure it out.
So in North Carolina, they have the new law. Like they ban abortion.
In where?
North Carolina or South Carolina? I forgot.
Hopefully it's South because North always seems like they're more normal people. I don't know.
I think it's South.
They banned, what do you mean banned? Like forever? Like some of these states that
for
said
like a certain
no abortion at all. Like not even if you were raped, not even if you were 10, like that girl in Ohio that was, and the like, it's so
crazy. Also, like, how can you be pregnant when you are 10? Like,
some girls get their period earlier, but that girl was 10. You didn't hear about that story?
I can't, whenever I see the headline, I can't read.
No, same. I have to just like click off and then
I have to be like, I have to take a deep breath. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't handle this. This is just disgust. It's disgust. Oh, also, I need your Jewish judgment. I'll give you my judgment about this situation. You don't have to judge. But what do you think of Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher writing a letter to the judge to scream that Danny, what's his name?
Masterson.
Masterson? He's a
Were
master.
You just going to call him Danny Raperston?
Yeah, and Masters in rip. Yeah, Masters in rape. Danny Masters in rape. Like, he's a good person. He deserves another chance. He has a daughter. Like, what do you think about them writing the letter? And they apologize. They go, well, it wasn't intended for the public to see. It was supposed to, for the, like, you are not apologizing. You're like, you guys, I don't want you to see that. I don't want you to know I'm a pig. Like, what do you think about them writing a letter for a rapist? Two-time convict rapist.
It was definitely not a smart move on their part.
It's not a smart PR move.
I think assuming anything, especially in Hollywood, is private, it's not private. There's nothing private. Mm-hmm. Like one of my clients long ago said to me, the only way to keep a secret between two people is if one of them are dead. Mm-hmm. So it's really difficult to keep something like that private. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, all I can say without like getting super crazy emotional is hashtag me too. Mm-hmm. And I personally don't care how great of a guy or if he's a super talented actor, because everybody, especially someone who has that type of potential to, you know, to be like, you got convicted of rape or maybe you weren't convicted, I don't know. But what you show to people on set or your friends, it's like that guy Rex Hoyer, you know, the guy that's the Giglo Beach murderer, this new architect guy that like had a wife and daughters and unbeknownst perfect to the world, affront. Lived a completely separate secret life where he was a literal serial killer. So sure, could someone have written a letter like, well, the person we know, we see he like takes his garbage out and he recycles and blah, blah, blah. But that does not change the fact that in reality, he is a serial killer. So by writing a letter like that without thinking about the victims and what they have been through, it was just not smart, super insensitive. I'm sure that they wish they could take it back. But
pretentious.
I feel like it's one of those things where they maybe had good but incredibly misguided intentions, and you just don't do that. It's best to say nothing at all unless you have walked in the person's shoes and lived, or you personally spoke to the victims. You just don't do that. I mean, it's I don't want to be mean, but it.
I think the only person.
It was just stupid.
Yeah, I think.
It's wrong.
I think.
There are victims, and you don't do something like that when there are clearly victims in a situation. I don't know. But then it's like you think about Johnny and Amber is a liar. Sorry. I mean, I don't. Am I going to get sued for this? For like.
Amber is a lying.
She is a liar, but I know this because I have mutual friends that. It's
yeah, you don't have to. Like, I hate Amber. Amber, I think she's disgusting.
Lied and didn't take accountability, which sadly a lot of people don't take accountability for their really bad behavior. But the fact is, there are situations, unfortunately, where maybe the girl said, oh, this guy raped me, but that's not exactly what happened. Mm-hmm. So we're in a culture where it's who do we believe? But in Danny Masterson's situation, you said he was already convicted.
Yeah.
So if you're a convicted rapist two times, I don't know what drugs you were eating, smoking, inhaling, swallowing, whatever, that would make you think that it was an appropriate thing to write a defense letter mm-hmm. or a character letter mm-hmm. on a person who is a two-time convicted rapist. Mm-hmm. It's fucking moronic.
Yeah, I am very disgusted by Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher. I feel like they are trying to play God, and that disgusts me.
Like having an effect on
the
his sentencing.
Yeah, like free him or whatever, because he has a daughter. His daughter, Danny's daughter, need to see a convicted rapist in prison. She need to see justice. She need to know the world. If you rape people, you don't get to spend time with your daughter. That's what happens to you. If
you rape people,
you go to jail. There's nothing special about you. Nobody is that special. Like the emperor is not above the law. He's a fucking actor. I can replace him in my piss. Like Tom Hanks still alive. Like, we don't need Danny Masterson to not in prison. Like, he can stay in prison.
He can totally.
He's
the world
nobody.
Is not going to be any
he's
less.
He's an average whatever. Actor in a shitty show. Nobody gave a fuck.
I don't even know what show, but
like Three and a Half Men, whatever the fuck. I don't give a fuck. Two and a Half Men, I don't care.
Okay. I know. I've never seen. I'm pretty sure I've never seen a single solitary thing. I can't think of anything that I've seen him acting in, but everything that you just said. I don't care who you are from the highest to the lowest.
Yeah.
If you violated a woman against her will,
yes.
It's like they say, don't do the crime if you can't do the time. And there is absolutely no defense for it in any way, shape, or form. It was an incredibly stupid thing for them to even think that writing a character letter.
Yeah.
Who cares? You know what?
But think about his daughter.
P.S.
She didn't deserve to have a father. Yeah, she does.
She didn't choose him to be her dad, number one. Two, the whole entire prison system is full of people that have children.
Yeah.
Like, why should...
It's because you came in a pussy, so you are free?
Yeah. Like, what about that Elizabeth Holmes lady that, like, the Theranos? I don't even know exactly. God. My sister just told me about it. Like,
yes. She's the master... But, like, deceiver.
Yeah, she's like
Silicon Valley.
Fraudulent, like whatever.
Yeah.
But like she has kids and guess where she is?
Yeah.
Prison.
Exactly.
Because you know where criminals go?
prison.
To prison.
Yeah. And I feel
that's
like
how it works.
I think you really feel like Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher, they really had a delusional idea of who they are. You are just two fucking actors who are famous because you are a little celebrity. Like, you are not more special than other people. You can speak if your daughter was one of the rape victims. I'll see how you think.
Right.
If then, your own daughter.
There you go.
The daughter came from Mila's vagina. Like, your beautiful daughter. If she was raped by Danny, would you say the same thing? No.
Exactly.
Hell no, you won't. Because your daughter is more special than other people's daughter. Just because this, you are a piece of garbage.
Yeah.
For doing that. I mean, it's disgusting.
It's really sad because they had, like, I think a pretty good reputation prior to this. But like Warren Buffett says, it takes 20 years to build a reputation and 5 minutes to fuck it up.
Yeah,
it's just, they used their 5 minutes and they fucked it up.
It's really disgusting. And I feel like the only person who has right to say I forgive him is the victim.
Absolutely, 100%.
If they decide to forgive them, it's their decision.
And even if they were to forgive him, that wouldn't mean that they don't want him to pay the consequences.
Yeah, they want him to, because they don't believe his. They don't believe he is safe for society.
All actions, it's like action, reaction. Actions have consequences. Karma or the law or however it happens, actions have consequences. He did things and he has consequences. Whether the victims decide in my heart, for my own mental health, like, I want to forgive this person, that doesn't mean they don't want him to serve time.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah,
that's what happens when
yeah.
you rape
I forgive
people.
I want to move on in my life, but you still have to pay for the price.
You rape someone and then you go to jail. Mm-hmm. That's usually how it works. Rapists go to prison.
Yes.
Pretty
and
sure.
And also, you know, Ashton Kutcher, he's actually literally, he's very, very supportive of sex trafficking. That's what his platform. He's been supporting sex victims and the sex trafficking victims and
I thought you meant like Ashton Kutcher was like helping people sex traffic. Like, I
no, he wasn't
totally
helping them.
Misread that.
Now he is.
You mean he's
now he
supporting?
Is. He's supporting.
You mean he's
helping the victim of
the
sex
victims of
trafficking.
Sex trafficking.
Yeah, he's supporting. He's helping
right.
the victim.
So that's like really, like, really hypocritical.
Yeah,
like
how
that's
can
like
you
the ultimate being a hypocrite. Like
yeah.
you support. You're trying to help victims of sex trafficking, but like at the same time, you're not concerned about the victims of someone who's a 2-time convicted rapist.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because that
this already is more just in my mind. I'm just sitting here. This is like more time of our lives and our breath and energy than Danny, Ashton, or Mina, or what's her name?
Mila.
Deserve.
Yeah.
Like, we're actually like giving them attention by even like discussing.
Yeah.
That
I
fact.
Just, I can't. Like, I
it's
don't,
definitely
I don't,
upsetting.
As a comedian, like, as a comedian, I think our job is to basically tear apart the hypocrites.
Agreed. 100%.
I know you love music, but I denounced Lizzo for fat shaming her dancers. I stand with the dancers because they have no fans. They have no followers. They are the big ladies who came to a place they think is safe. Is this Lizzo? She built her whole career and reputation on, you know, empowering big ladies, make them feel like they are included. And behind the closing doors, she's fat shaming them and making them eat a banana out of a stripper's pussy. A lot of women are not comfortable doing lesbian things. There's nothing cool about it. Like, if you enjoy it, do it. Don't force other people to eat a banana out of pussies. Like, some people, they are just, and it's from your boss. It's sexual harassment.
She made someone eat a banana out of what?
A Dutch stripper's pussy. She pressured them to do that.
Huh.
At the after party.
This is just reminder number 17 of why I like just don't read all that much, because I don't want to. That's wow.
And the beauty is that whoever is her PR is fucking stupid. Like, I feel like when there's a crisis, nobody's perfect. We all make mistakes. But she's like, her letter is so stupid. She's like, I am proud of my lifestyle, blah, 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 blah. I'm just like, no, bitch, say something. Like, just if you own it to it, there's a recovery. Like, she didn't own to it. She's like, and now she is counter-suing the dancers. But now there's six. There's three now. It's six. That's nine people came out. But
I
also
mean,
like the dancers.
I also feel like especially in, again, in the world of Hollywood, like people can say, do and accuse. And mm-hmm. you really have to at least at base level say you're innocent until proven guilty.
Yeah.
And that's something that has to work its way through, mm-hmm. whether it's a court system or it's a plea deal, whatever it is. We don't know.
Yeah.
It's like they say, there's her side and there's their side, and probably somewhere in the middle is the truth. And it's mm-hmm. not really, I don't feel comfortable saying I believe this one or I believe that one. I don't know those people. I didn't go on tour with them. Mm-hmm. You know,
I like that, because you wanted to see the final result.
I mean, the whole,
you are a journalist.
Where we live in America, that is theoretically a somewhat of a free society. And mm-hmm. that's like, we're borderline even on that.
Yes.
But it goes back really to the topic of being, there's so many people that are hypocritical in what mm-hmm. they do. Mm-hmm. And it's funny you say that, because totally randomly, and I was thinking of you yesterday about it, I was thinking, like, just when I finally have time to just like get back on stage, even just an open mic or whatever, I was thinking about people being hypocrites and thinking, like, basically, like, raise your hand if you've ever parked in a handicapped parking spot, okay? No one's raising. I would never do that. Like, me personally, like, because I know handicapped people, and I could never, I don't even care if it was for 2 minutes.
I park at a handicapped place because I've been married twice. I'm definitely mentally challenged.
Oh, I'm way mentally challenged. So I guess
I'm mentally challenged.
But nonetheless, I'm moral. Like a guilty, whatever. I just would never park in a handicapped parking spot under any situation. Like, unless I had like a person who had like a broken leg and my only option to get them to the hospital, whatever, I just wouldn't do it. So I know that if I said to an audience of people, hey, raise your hand if you like ever parked in a handicapped spot, literally there would be zero hands up, because nobody wants to like admit that, except Jal. Jal totally wants to admit
I'll do it.
This is why I love
I'll
her.
Do it. I also can feel when you can get tickets.
On the topic of being a hypocrite, raise your hand if you've ever used the handicapped stall in the bathroom. Everyone's raising their hand. Of course we are. It's the bigger friggin' bathroom stall. It's cleaner. I have a place to put my bag down. We all use the handicapped bathroom stall because mm-hmm. we're in and out of it in 3 minutes. So it's like, where do you like draw the line? Am I a hypocrite? But like, I don't think so. I don't know. Like,
nobody's,
I don't know,
perfect.
There's something in
there.
I
was believing that.
It's just like something that's been like brewing around in my mind.
Yeah,
like
I just feel like I love when people own to their thing. Like if Madonna, you know, she slut shaming her dancers, we won't forgive her because she's the queen of sluts. Like, she's the women who empower women to own their body, their choice. She wouldn't do that because you just can't do what feeds you. Like, what I'm saying is, like, Madonna can be a diva. Like, she's actually a Madonna. But she, I just don't think she'll ever call a girl a whore. Like, you are a slut. You had one night stand. Gross. That's what's like triggers me. What I'm saying is, like, assume Lizzo is guilty. That behavior would like become really weird.
Oh, agreed. If that
we assume
is
that she's
all
guilty,
true,
like,
if it was all turned out to be true,
it's just like, it's ridiculous.
It would be
so
really disappointing, because I love Lizzo. I love everything about. I think she's. I don't even care, because you know how I feel about, just as a stylist, mm-hmm. you have to love all people. I don't care if they're a size 2 or a size 22. Everybody has something.
You make everybody beautiful.
Everyone, because everybody is beautiful.
And you are very angry whenever I tell you, I think I look you
don't
me.
Say that
I think I look fat. And you're so angry at me. Remember? And
you
I
just
love
said the word again.
I won't say it. I remember you were so angry at me.
Because,
and then,
yeah, don't talk like that about yourself.
Yeah.
Even though I would say like the bad things about myself, like, oh, I'm skinny and I eat crap all day.
You have gigantic tits.
I do have, I hide them, but yeah.
Markers, you can slap me with your tits. I love how amazing, how masterful you are, is when you are feeding me and I'm trying on so many stuff. You look like you didn't even look at me, but then you're like, let's
I
work on this.
Every single detail. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very
then you just like, let's work on it. I'm like, why? I don't know why. You're like, because you start posing. I know you want it because you're
well,
body
yeah. Like, you
speak.
Always know in a fitting, like, yeah. When talent starts, like, oh, like, I like, you know.
Yeah, it was so
like,
amazing.
You just know that's the person like feels comfortable. Yeah.
I was like, I was like, Jen, he's not even looking at me. And then I'm like, oh my God. She's
oh,
been
I'm
taking all the
looking,
notes.
Yeah, at everything. And I just feel like I said, if you want to be a stylist, you have to love everyone, period. And your job is, like I said, it is nothing to do with size. Everybody has something beautiful. You could have beautiful shoulders, beautiful cheekbones, beautiful eyes, whatever. Great legs. Everybody has something beautiful. Your job as a stylist is to bring what that is out. And I want people to leave a fitting with me feeling more confident, loving their body, you know, never using that F word, just like I'm curvy, I'm whatever it is, but like in a positive way. Mm-hmm. So I would be, I don't know, really disappointed if it turned out that a lot of that stuff was true. And, but I honestly, I would also ask the question, like, to the people, although no, because then it becomes like victim shaming and you don't want to do that. I just don't know enough about it. I didn't live it. I wasn't there. Mm-hmm. It's not for me to comment on until I see literal factual evidence that is like showing and stating how this person pressured that person to do whatever. And then, you know, it would be, I'm on the side of legal facts.
Truth.
I'm on the side of the truth. Yeah.
So I love.
And I don't know it. So I'm
I like how you said that as a stylist, you love everybody and it's your job to bring the best out of them. And I like that because it's same as being an actor. You have to love and have compassion of all humans because sometimes you're going to portray a bitch.
Exactly.
You're going to portray a criminal. You're going to portray a evil cunt, you know, and you can't bring that person back to life if you don't have compassion. We don't have to like bad people, but like,
exactly.
You have to why do they do that?
You have to find the humanity.
Yeah.
Like, no matter, like, I worked with one of my clients was in the Dahmer show.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, I watched it. It's like kind of hard sometimes to watch clients because like you're in a fitting and you like see them naked and it's so hard to like suspend reality to watch them like portray a role. But she was so incredible in this movie. Or whatever, it was like a docu-series. I don't know. What was it like?
I think it's like a
mini-series or something. Yeah. I don't know what the right word is. Yeah. But whatever. It was a movie. It was incredible. Ryan Murphy crushed it. Evan Peters was so incredible as Dahmer. And what I loved about his performance is like, you're watching and I'm like, wow, this dude was a legit serial killer. He put human heads in his freezer. But the way that Evan played the character, you're like fascinated and you're thinking like, wow, like he's really giving he's a human. He's a dimensional, real person. And Evan played it in this way that like you saw that he was conflicted and he knew that there was something wrong with him. But every red flag based on racism by the police, racism just by the, really it was a lot of it was racism that these women were not taken seriously because they were black. And they were not listened to by the police. And a lot of lives could have been saved had they just listened. But because, you know, he was this like white guy and had white privilege. And I mean, he was outside with a young kid, like basically bleeding and unconscious. And they wouldn't listen to the black women that were like, this is not normal. And they let him take this guy back up. And like, you know, they just, it's just a horrible commentary. And honestly, that was however many years ago. Was it 20 years ago? Like, I don't really think it's changed. If anything, I actually think it's gotten worse, like as far as racism, police brutality, all that stuff, because of that one, the orange, whatever you want to call him, the Oompa Loompa that was, hard to even say was president, whatever. Like, he gave like a license. There was, we all knew, like, we are like left coast, right coast. I'm from Philly. So it's like where I grew up in like normal.
Next time I do Philly, you have to do it with me.
Well, I would love to do it with you.
Yeah, we'll do a weekend.
Ask me and
Philly.
I'll do it in a second. I'll bring,
you can
all bring my
home.
Friends.
You can go home.
Yeah, I'll go home
hang out
with my parents. Just don't do it over a holiday weekend. And then I'll get all my friends to come. But like Philadelphia was like the hub of where literally the Underground Railroad, like that's why it has a huge black population, because that's where people were coming in the Underground Railroad is into Philadelphia. Grew up in a normal area where it's like, you know, that's whatever, like all kinds of people, very diverse. It's just like normal. Mm-hmm. And then I live in LA, also like normal. Like you forget that like in the middle of the country, there's like a lot of really fucking weird people that probably like fuck goats, but don't, like they don't support gay or, you know, marriage equality, but they'll like suck the dick of a fucking buffalo, whatever.
I just think it's a funny people,
it's
like are
crazy.
Gay
like,
people
why do
them,
you even
right?
care? Just let people fucking live their lives unless they're murdering somebody. It's like such a waste of your energy. But
do you think it's hilarious? Like a lot of people, like redneck, ugly people, they are very afraid that gay people are going to rape them.
I mean, I don't know what they're afraid of. They're probably,
the gays don't like your shoes. You know, they're gay. Not going to.
They're probably gay and they just can't accept it. And so instead they project their hatred and it's completely ludicrous and unfounded and it makes me ill. And especially me as a person who came from on the topic of like just racism and all that shit. It's like Trump came along and he almost made it like not even almost. He made it okay for people who were already racist pig fucks to just be like, oh, now it's cool. Like, I can be open about it. Yup, I'm a racist. Like, yup, like, I fucking hate gay people. I'm sexist. Like, he gave a license to people to come out and just really made the whole problem in this country more visible and a lot worse, unfortunately. But, like,
do you think he'll win?
I do not think he will win. No. I mean,
that's
but
what
that
was
might
last
be.
Time.
Yes, correct. That's true. But I don't see how, first of all, it's like, what is wrong with this country?
I think
that a person who has 91 criminal indictments could even run for president.
I think his criminal indictments making him more popular with his voters.
But that's with like super, super dumb people. Mm-hmm. And I don't think the majority, what I do think is the problem is the Electoral College. If every vote actually, every human being's vote actually counted and it was the popular vote, just, hey, 1,000 people voted for you and 900 people voted for you. Cool. You have 1,000 votes. You win. The end. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's appropriate that someplace in Arkansas has more voting power than someplace in LA or California because
I think Arkansas
of the Electoral College.
They eat the corn. Their shit is dense. And in LA, they eat solids. So it doesn't
I don't know.
Anything.
They're probably shitting cornfields. I mean, it's definitely not good. But
don't you want to see Trump debate?
I do not
for entertainment purposes?
Not even remotely. I want to see him in an orange jumpsuit behind bars.
Orange
in
is
prison.
The new orange?
Well, it'd be really interesting. Like,
orange
what would an
orange.
Orange person look like in an orange jumpsuit?
Naked.
It sounds like a horrible, ugly nightmare.
Naked.
Right. It would almost be like if you were in a green screen. Like, maybe it would just be like a bobbing head of like a hairpiece. I don't know. But he does not. He, like, if it's again, I'm probably gonna get arrested. Am I gonna get arrested after that?
No, you are white.
Sure
don't worry,
arrested,
you are white.
Gonna, like
they're gonna take Danny first.
I'm just saying
they're gonna take Danny first. He's black. They take me because they think I'm a massage whore. You be the lady. They think you own the place, even though you came here and robbed me and Danny.
I would be like so happy if Trump just had like a quick heart attack and died. Or like a long heart attack because he honestly deserves to suffer. Or maybe like a slight trip down the stairs. He falls. He goes in just to die. Mm-hmm. I think that if he died, a lot of things would be a lot better. Even though I think the people that support him are so cult. They're so brainwashed. Mm-hmm. It would be like Tupac. They would be like, he's not really dead. He's like a puppet of Joe Biden. Like, they wouldn't even believe it. Like they, even if they literally saw his dead, cold body, they would be like, "No, no, 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 no! This is like fake. It's like a hologram. Mm-hmm. He's at Coachella now. Mm-hmm. He's going to do a song with Dr. Dre." Like they will come up with anything. These are people that do not have even the most basic, like not even like the tiny, like a grain of rice size. Common sense. Mm-hmm. Zero common sense. You could literally put the truth right in front of them. But the thing is, it's what's sad about it is Trump's only – he feeds off the people that are poor and ignorant. Mm-hmm. So they are over there thinking like, oh, he wants to help us. It's like, bitch, he doesn't want to help you. He prays that you stay poor and ignorant and you don't get education and you don't get access to like this, that, or the other. Like he just panders to the lowest common denominator. I think he's a disgusting pig. I think he's done more damage just even talking with my dad. My dad was like, he has done more damage to this country. My dad said, literally, the damage that he has done to this country is irreparable. Like it will take a generation of old white people to die when like a whole group of like old, like Lindsey Graham, Mitch McConnell, like when a bunch of old white people die, there will be hope because there's lots of people turning 18 that are going to get to vote that are like normal people and they're like Asian and they married a black guy and their kids are mixed and then their kids are going to be mixed. And eventually we're all just going to be mixed because that's just how it is because inside we all have a liver and kidneys and a heart and we're all the freaking same. And everybody cries and everybody gets sad and everybody laughs and gets depressed. And like, it infuriates me. Like, because like going back, like again, to my history as a stylist.
Yeah, what do you think about Trump's policy towards the Jewish people?
I don't even know what his policy is. Like, he's just nuts and I want him to die. Like, I don't care about his policies.
My friend Adam Hunter, he's very funny. He said one thing I think you really enjoy. He's like, people always tell me that Trump is like Hitler. That's not right because Hitler had a plan.
Yeah, I mean, he's...
I'm sorry I say you're Jewish.
Fine. I mean, you could not offend me. There's no possible way that you could offend me. I'm pretty unoffendable. But like, I don't like... Like, I would say, and you know this about me because you know my history, but like as a stylist, my whole history of starting as a stylist was all rap and hip hop. Mm-hmm. And that I feel like it's fine because anybody
You have 9,000 pages of NDA, so we can't really say anything.
But that actually, I feel like it's okay because anybody could probably Google it and they would figure it out on their own. Mm-hmm. But like whether it's going back to like Dr. Dre or Snoop or Busta Rhymes, LL Cool J, like really Dre and Snoop, I would say.
I think Danny's hard now.
Oh my God,
that's all her clients.
He's like listening to this.
That's all her clients.
Oh my God, he has headphones on. I forgot he was, it's like he can hear
he's
what
an
we're
engineer,
right
he's
now.
A producer. He's, yeah.
Okay, well, nonetheless, if it wasn't for Snoop and Dre, literally Dre saying, no, Jen is my stylist. I want her to come on this video. Nope, Jen is my stylist. I want her to come on this video. Or Ice Cube, you know, requesting me and saying, nope, Jen is my stylist. And really this one director, a black director, who just took a chance on me. And he was like, I just feel like you have a whatever, like styling is something that is natural for you. Mm-hmm. And he and those three or four people gave me every chance. I would not have the life that I have today if it wasn't for the fact that black people and black artists took a chance and gave me those opportunities. So I would be like, if I were writing a book, it would be called Black People Made Me.
Oh my God.
Black people made me.
I wouldn't
be. They gave me everything I have.
That's beautiful.
Is due to the belief and the trust that black people put in my dumb little white, flat ass, non-existent ass, little Jewish self from Philly. And their belief in me is what enabled me to have the life that I have. I would not be sitting here today if it were not for people like Dre and Snoop and Cube and LL, like just, I would have a totally different life. So to
that.
Me, I don't really get it. It's like, everybody's got to stick together. Jews, Asians, blacks, like we're all sharing the same planet.
Yeah, John Singleton made me do stand-up. I wouldn't be here. I won't be in comedy if John Singleton didn't make me do it and convince I'll be a star. He told me, you'll be a star. You'll be a fucking star and faster than you know it. And he just texted me, follow up, keep pushing me to the open mic.
You're my John Singleton.
Oh, it was, yeah.
That's like really sweet. That's what I'm saying. Like, so I just have a less than zero tolerance. Like, so it makes my like blood boil and gives me like a stomach ache when I think of just like the police brutality. And like I said, the way that it not only hasn't changed, like I feel like it's gotten worse. The only thing that's changed is that people have cell phones and now they're able to like record it and prove it.
Yeah.
But if it weren't for that, it would just still be going on and, you know, nobody would care. Like,
yeah.
And then you have to deal with like people like, it's just a nightmare. We're living in a nightmare and I blame Trump for a lot of it. And he needs to just have a quick heart attack and die. Or like get cancer and have a slow, painful death. I'm good with that also. Either way.
I think he's going to.
Like, it's probably, I'm going to leave here.
The burger is going to do it.
I'm going to say within 15 minutes of leaving here, the FBI is definitely going to come knocking on my door, or maybe it's going to be the Department of
Justice. You have two dogs. They are very vicious.
Totally, one of them is definitely a murderer. My dog is a murderer, but a guard dog in the best way. Like, he just loves so hard, his love could like kill you. But yeah, we're probably being recorded and I'm probably going to get arrested because I'm not.
You look amazing on camera, though.
I can't see what I look like.
Look,
I tell very highly that I look anything other than I was mauled by a some type of an animal.
I want to ask you a very serious question that bothers me a lot. I think it's going to become a really controversial question. Just a general opinion you have on one topic that I always have people argue with me is that can you separate the art from the artist? Should we? Can we?
That's like a kind of a complex question. Why would we? Why would we ever want to separate the art? Like for me, 100%, art is the point of view of the artist. Mm-hmm. All art is, and that would even include styling, fashion designers, painters, whoever wove this rug or did the textile design for this carpet. I don't care what kind of artist you are. If you're an artist, you create from your own experience and your own point of view. So how could you ever separate the art from the artist?
So
the artist is literally speaking from their own experience, or they shouldn't be doing it, or they're painting from their own experience and they're expressing from their own experience. So I don't get it. Is this a trick question? Is that the wrong answer? Did I fail?
You didn't fail. Just so focused. For example, so R. Kelly.
Am I missing something?
For R. Kelly, would you still listen to his music? Because he is a bad person.
No.
But his music is not
but
bad.
But I don't know that what he even wrote or is he actually the artist that wrote that song and created this song or that song? Like
I Believe I Can Fly. It's a good song.
I don't know that he wrote it. I could like Google it, but mm-hmm. I'd have no idea. But no. I mean, no, I wouldn't, because I think he's very obviously has severe mental problems or whatever the issues are with him. I'm not a therapist.
So for right now,
But I don't think of that as the same way. That's like going back to the Danny Masterson. Like, that's a different kind of thing. Like, maybe he's a really good actor, and I have no idea, but that doesn't change the fact that he's a rapist.
Yeah.
And R. Kelly, maybe he has a good voice, but it doesn't, and I don't even know that he has a good voice, but let's just say he does. That's up to your opinion. That doesn't, it doesn't change the fact that he's a criminal. Mm-hmm. So I don't think that question, that's not how, I don't interpret your question in that way.
Yeah.
Like, I think of someone like Dave Chappelle. Mm-hmm. He's an artist, mm-hmm. and everything that he speaks about is his point of view on whatever he's talking about, Chris Rock, whatever, especially as a comic. Like, I'm talking about my point of view. Mm-hmm. Like, if I'm saying things that you've heard me say, like, I live on Taco Bell and Doritos because I think preservatives preserve you. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't have Botox. Nothing's injected. Like, this is whatever. And I think preservatives and hydrogenated fats are, like, very underrated. Mm-hmm. Preservatives preserve you. Mm-hmm. I don't even get sick because I'm not even a good host body. No, mm-hmm. no virus wants to live in my shit, right? Mm-hmm. But I'm saying when I talk about stuff in my comedy, it's my point of view and my experience, mm-hmm. and it's true for me. How could you possibly separate those?
Should we boycott an artist's work because if he commit a crime?
I mean, I wouldn't be supporting. I certainly would never put my dollars towards an artist who I didn't think had integrity and. That's just, you know,
in Chinese culture, we say 德艺双馨. De means moral. Yi means
yeah,
art.
You have to have ethics.
Have both ethic, moral, art, they are all together. They breathe together.
So you were saying the same thing. You
yeah.
agree the art and the artist cannot be separated.
I don't think it can be. I don't think it can be because I think if you now learned that this artist is the serial rapist and who put girls in, locked them up, and now you go back to the songs. I don't think it feels the same.
Of course not.
It doesn't feel the same.
How could you be listening to like, I believe I can fly into your vagina with no permission? Like,
yeah.
no.
Yeah.
What? No.
Yeah. So what do you think? Do you think sometimes it can go too far? Because I love how you said that if it's not proven guilty.
100%. And that's from another client of mine that we don't have to mention, but you already know who it is, that was accused of things by various women. Mm-hmm. That is one particular girl gathered up a bunch of other girls, you know, went to a lawyer. The stories are starting to come out. Cases are getting dismissed. Mm-hmm. But it's upsetting because it really like ruined him. I mean, it destroyed his career. He's very talented and unfortunately, we live in the court of public opinion, mm-hmm. not the court of law.
Yeah.
And so anybody could say anything. Like, I could be like, oh, your producer just like grabbed my ass. And like, mm-hmm. that could maybe be the end of his like career. And So I think that things, you have to have some way to like prove these
things. So now Kevin Spacey, he's been proved not guilty, but his career is still not looking good in Hollywood. He's doing things
because people don't want to be associated with things that are like, I was telling you about stuff I'm dealing with. Like, you know, I know what I've lived and I know what I've experienced. And I don't think any reputable studio or company would want to be associated with somebody like the Kevin Spacey thing it's a tough one,
It's tough.
Because, yeah, I get it. He was found innocent. But just again, and I'm whatever. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not in anything. But I don't know why. I don't necessarily believe that he is innocent. But I could be totally wrong. And I guess we have to follow the law. And maybe he'll end up like Johnny Depp and he'll have a $20 million contract with Dior. I doubt it. That's not happening. But
Yeah.
I don't know. He's a very talented actor.
He is a very
But I don't, actor. Me personally, like if I ever saw him acting in something again, I think it would be, for me, like, very distracting because in the back of my mind, I would just be like watching like, oh, Kevin Spacey's doing, pouring coffee or
was
whatever.
Was he going to be
It would in always be
the
thinking.
Movie. He was going to be in the movie Getty, right? He was going to play Getty.
No clue. You're like
they
way
replaced
more
him
into pop culture.
And I think, we are not as angry as Elton John. Elton John, basically, he went to court and he told people that the boy said Kevin Spacey was harassing him was lying because Kevin Spacey came in with a private jet. He never met that person. So he
okay.
Was
well, that's
to,
good, really solid information. If he never met the person,
yeah,
then that's
the,
crazy.
Yeah.
But what about the people that he was like in a play with? Like,
yeah.
That's a
yeah,
whole
that's,
different story.
Yeah, that wasn't proven. So
listen,
what is,
I am
like,
in no position to be judge or jury on mm-hmm. any human being on this planet.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even though I can be a judgmental bitch because I'm a comic and I can do it in a fun way, mm-hmm. or as a stylist, I don't want people to go out looking like shit. So I'm going to be honest and be like, this is not the most flattering, but I'm going to find you something that is. But I don't think on a personal level, I am not the person to be able to be judge or jury on anyone. I have not walked in their shoes. I have not lived their life. I know what I live and I can barely deal with my own shit, let alone being the person who's judging other people's situations.
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes. I just feel like people are not really angry at Elton John for supporting Kevin
because
Spacey.
Maybe Elton
because
is telling
he
the
just,
truth.
Yeah, he just like, knows that one event that was the truth. And
I'm sure Elton's
yeah,
not lying.
It's just very like, different from what Mila and Ashton Kutcher did. It's like they know for sure that one is
yeah.
a rapist. And that's why it makes me so angry because when we see a public figure, a beautiful celebrity who does good, we believe in them. They are good people. But then they use their power for evil.
Why did I think this was a comedy podcast and now I'm really, it's like a true crime podcast.
Yeah, it's about rape and murder and...
I was coming here thinking like, oh, this is like a total comedy podcast. Jao and I are going to like laugh about this, that, and the other. And now we're like literally, this is like CNN and we're doing a true crime podcast.
Yes, I just...
I didn't know like you were like this like into like true crime. But I'm loving it. It's great.
I think it's.
But I wanted to tell you like 20 minutes ago, I love that ring, the crystal.
The cigar yeah. ring. This is Chardine K who sponsored uh-huh. me the ring.
Can I? Is it Druzy or is it crystal?
Try it. Jen Rader said it's good.
Yeah, no, it's really cool.
That is.
Oh, yeah, no, it's quartz.
Yes.
It's really, really cool. Who gave this to you?
Chardine K, the jewelry brand that.
I don't know
sponsors
that.
Me.
I don't know that brand, but you should hook me up with them because
I
maybe
will.
I could. I love like a really big, strong ring.
Yeah, I will hook you up.
Oh, you never saw this. I just bought this and it's our birthstone.
Oh, that's gorgeous.
It's a garnet. And that's then this beautiful. Little bow. I just bought these like two
that's
little
really
rings.
Pretty.
Like
thank
I went
you
down
for
there.
The
they're
finger.
Vintage. Thank you for giving me them. It was not on purpose. I swear to God. I love you. I'll give you the finger, but it's that's
you.
For off camera.
I miss we'll the save that I miss the Jewish Reuben sandwich you feed me when I go.
I know. You should come over, but like don't bring your appetizer dog.
Yeah.
Come over and like I'll feed you all the matzo balls. You're Jewish inside.
I am.
Like, even like your like Jewroticness, like you're, you know, that's why, you know, and maybe I would say I'm Asian inside, but I don't have any like motivation like you. So I would be like the most failing. I would be like such an embarrassment to the Asian community.
I don't think you will.
Oh, I definitely so would. Much. They would be like, you've oh my God, so much. This fucking loser. She does not even belong on this continent. Like
if you are like fit in Asian community, you are winning. They want people with your body.
You think I'm fit?
Yeah. You are skinny. Cute. And you have big tits.
Yeah.
You have beautiful big hair.
Hmm. Okay, I'll take it. But yeah. Like, I'm definitely not fit.
Everybody
like,
wants to.
If zombies attack, I'm going to be the first to go.
I'll help you. I'm very
You would have to because war. All they would do is just like quickly eat me and then use my legs as toothpicks because they're just basically like chopsticks, honestly. Extremely white. Like, I'm so white, I'm like an anatomy chart. Like, you can see the veins in art. It's just.
You are translucent.
I'm translucent, yeah.
That's the beauty standard of China.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, they want you.
Well,
to
I should be moving to China.
Yeah,
like,
you are
immediately.
You are literally.
But China's like got really no because I don't want to end up in a dumpster.
Yeah, you just can't talk. That's all.
Well, obviously, I think we can safely say that's not going to work for me.
So I have a final question. So we have three boyfriends for you: a Chinese boyfriend, a Korean boyfriend, and a Japanese boyfriend. You have to kill one, marry one.
Oh, marry kill one. Fuck. We play it on set all
marry,
the time.
Kill, fuck. Okay.
But normally we see the people. Like we don't
They are equally hot. They are as hot as Dumb Fund.
Oh, he's hot.
Yeah. Like they are hot like Jason Cheney. Like they're just hot.
You know how much I love Jason.
Jason Cheney was, yeah, he's so cute. He just had a new baby girl.
No.
She's 6 months old.
No.
And Jason told me, I don't know why whenever I go to her, I don't miss him. Miss her. I don't miss my daughter. I said, of course you don't. You are Taiwanese. The only thing you think about is your own independence.
Oh my God. Wait. Jason had a baby.
Yes. I mean, he didn't open up his mangina and have it, but his
well,
beautiful wife
clearly.
Did it.
Uh-huh, obviously. But you know how, like, I have, it's not even a secret crush.
I think the daughter is gorgeous. I think the daughter
I'm
is
sure
so cute. If he looked like a,
Jason is so
if he,
cute.
She looked like Jason, yeah.
But, like, everybody knows, like, it's not a secret that I have a total crush on Jason.
I would fuck Jason if he's, I'm
I think
fucking
pretty
fuck
much everyone would fuck
I
Jason.
Think I would fuck him. I mean, I don't think about it doing
Is
Taiwanese.
Jason on the list of marry, fuck, or kill?
Yeah, Jason is also on the list.
Oh, I choose Jason. Fuck, I don't even care who the other
fuck Jason or marry Jason?
Both.
Okay.
Can I choose both?
Yeah.
So like if they're all equally like as hot as Jason and they're all as funny as Jason, mm-hmm. plus I love the tone of his voice and like how he taught, like there's something in his like cadence and mm-hmm. this is going to become like the Jason like fan show. I'm going to be so, so embarrassed when Jason sees this. Like please God, let Jason not see
this. His eyes are tiny. He won't see it. Don't worry.
He will see it. His eyes are bigger than you think. He's really smart. His jokes are so good and so topical. He should be like, he's on his way to being like a major star.
I think he is.
This is like, I don't know why. Sure. I just feel like this is such a huge turning point. I don't even know how or why. I just know that Jason is so talented.
He is.
But there's just something about the way like his tone and his voice like sound. So just like, let's say all three Asians are equally as cute as Jason. Like, they have some reasonable amount of money or job. They're not, like, murdering rapists.
No.
And, like, that's the only criteria?
Yeah, they are nice Asian boys.
I feel like you're just trying to be, like, racist against other Asians.
Yes.
I forget. Like, you hate Japanese people.
I don't hate them.
But, like, you have some issue. Like, Chinese people don't like Japanese people. And then Korean people don't like. Like, you all need to just get over it.
We have our own problem.
I get it, but it's like 2023 and like the world needs to be a place full of love. Mm-hmm. This world is full of enough like angst and hate.
So the Jewish lady is trying to teach Asian how to love each other, which is
yes,
nice.
Correct. I am. That
Jewish
is right.
Lady.
Not to even love each other, but just be accepting. Like, what is the point? What is the point? Every single culture on this planet, whether it's an Armenian genocide, Holocaust, Black people being redlined, not having access to proper education, being segregated. Every single culture on this planet has had some type of trauma in their history. Mm-hmm. But like if we just keep not to ever minimize it because it's history, it's a humiliating history for white people. Like to even think that that was like part of our culture, it's horrifying. So you don't want to minimize it, but also if we ever want to move forward as a whole planet that all shares. Like, remember, like a week or two ago, it was that like super, well, a super moon's just every full moon. If you have two full moons mm-hmm. in the same month, it's called a super moon. But then it was the super like blue moon. Or wait, maybe I have it backwards. A blue moon is the when you have two, I want to say, yeah, it probably sound really stupid right now, but I'm not a scientist, people, so get over it. I think it's a blue moon is when you have two full moons in a month. Mm-hmm. It's whatever. Or maybe that's a super. Whatever. Point is, I was standing outside my house looking at the moon and just thinking, it does not matter if you are in Afghanistan, Pakistan, Oakland, Bakersfield or Philly,
Bakersfield?
Or Mexico or wherever, or in the continent, an African continent, an Asian continent, we're all looking at the same moon. Mm-hmm. Everybody, I was like literally had tears in my eyes just thinking like my parents are in Philly, all my friends, like everyone is scattered around the world. Like, but in the end, we're all looking at the same moon.
Yes.
So like, can we not just like pull it together and like lead our lives with love?
That's the note of the final note of the conversation. Lead our life with love.
Everybody would just, the world would be such a better place.
I mean, I don't think my ex-husband needs any love, but.
Well, yeah. I'm going to not even argue with that, but even still, just try to lead your life with love and know that every single person is struggling with something and just lead with love. And I feel like the world would just be such a better place.
I just really want to, at this moment, I would love to tell you why I really invite you here. The reason why.
Oh my God, tell me.
So can I get the Gucci discount?
Yes.
Yes. I love you.
Not just that. I have more.
Oh my God. I want more cool stuff. I want you to dress me for Apollo.
Right. Because you need more clothes. Apollo. Oh my God. I would love to. I will totally dress you for real for Apollo. Apollo.
Yeah.
But like, can we break out of some of the
yeah.
brands that you like yeah. wear? Like,
yeah, of course. Anything you think is good.
Yeah, because I think I have, and immediately when you said that, like I have an idea of like how I would see you doing something like mm-hmm. that. Like, and it's not maybe as girly or as feminine because you kind of.
I like cool. No, I'm becoming.
But cool. Yeah, you are. And like you'll always kind of lean towards things that are like more girly and feminine. But the truth is you're a badass mm-hmm. and you're not as, you are girly and feminine, but like you also have like a much edgier side to you. And I think you should experiment with showing that on stage yeah. because you come off like really fucking strong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You don't need to be wearing like a fitted or, you know, I want you to, yes. Yes, I will style you in Ooh. Summary.
Okay.
As long as so you fun. Lead with love.
I will lead with love.
Thank you.
Even with my ex-husband.
Just love. Yeah. You'd be so
I
much
love
happier.
Conquered all. Where can we find you? Where can we find you? My fans. All fans.
Like in a stalker way?
No, on social media to follow you and look at your work.
Oh my God. Well, my Instagram is stylistjenraid. Like whatever. I suck at social media. You could probably, where could you find me? Like nowhere, like at home with my dogs because I'm like borderline agoraphobic.
Your dogs are super, super cute.
Thank you. I did.
How's the baby one? How's the little one?
Adorable.
She's big now.
Great. She well, still big, peeing everywhere? Like 25. I don't even want to think about that. Like, no, sort of. No, she's a lot better.
Hopefully she's going to be safe because
she's cookie.
People want to. Cookie.
Oh, well, I don't. Yeah, no one's getting near my dogs. I don't even want to say that can, kind of. Yeah, the big one would just murder. So yeah, I'm not even worried about that.
Yeah, she's like a walking Bitcoin, you know?
Yes. Yes.
That's funny.
Yes.
We have to show a photo here so you understand what I'm saying. Walking Bitcoin.
Exactly.
Okay. See you later. That's my sister.
That's my sister.
The amazing Jen Raid.
The woman
embodies so many talents.
The woman who actually embodies so many talents and actually has a kick-ass body.
Thank you. I try.
And it shows.
Thank you, love. We did it.
We did it.
It was fun. It was very deep.
That was a lot. Nothing like what I expected.